Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroad from The Athletic. Talking fans in the stands, both in college football and here locally in Nashville. And to help us do that a little bit more, let's bring in our good buddy Alex Apple from Fox 17 News here in Nashville. Alex, what's going on, brother?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, guys. You guys are doing a great job. Love listening so far this morning.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate that. So, Alex, am I correct in saying that you were there yesterday for the press conference with the governor and Philip Fulmer?
Right. A little unexpected surprise to have Coach Fulmer there, but it's clear that the governor really wants there to be football and some fans come a couple weeks here now.
So what was your biggest takeaway from what Fulmer had to say? I believe 25% capacity is kind of the target number that they're shooting for. Was that surprising to you? What did you kind of take away from what Fulmer had to say?
I think it's just all a big cross your fingers, and this is what we're really hoping for. Hopefully everyone wears a mask, hopefully once more students get back on campus, we have a relatively safe learning environment. You don't want to have happen like happened with North Carolina recently, where the campus had to largely close. And so, yes, they're hoping for about 25,000 fans in Neyland Stadium. That's a pretty good number, sitting in groups of up to six. So you go with five friends, you can sit with the six of you all together and then have seat space between you and the rest of the fans or whatever other groups. I tried to really get a sense of the vision of this, because how you control fans once they get into the stadium, I think, has always been tough. Is there going to be an usher halfway down the aisle saying, Joe and Robbie, you guys stay over there, away from this other group? I don't really know how that's going to work, but it's what they're hoping for, and it is really a hope. To say that it's a foregone conclusion would be putting the horse before the cart, but at least it's a step in a positive direction for us sports fans. They're going to try, and here's to hoping with them that works out.
Yeah, one of my buddies took my boys to the Tennessee-South Carolina game last year. I was in the press box covering it. They were in the stands, and my kids are like, the drunken brawls were just incredible in the upper deck. They couldn't believe some of the stuff people were saying and doing. And so you think about people in those stadiums having to deal with that, or people in stadiums having to deal with people trying to, move down to a better seat and stuff like that. So now add in, don't get close to each other. Oh, and you better keep that mask on. I want to ask you that, Alex. Was there talk about enforcement of masks for these crowds at the games?
Yeah, so they said that they would mandate masks, and they said that they would have full staffing akin to if the stadium was filled with 104,000 people in it. And that's because they'll basically have to space people out. Like, most of the stadium will still have people in it in some capacity. I suppose the upper levels of the upper deck might be clear, but I think that the way that they're going to have to space people, they're looking at most sections still being filled. So if you're a team trying this right now, Titans, Vols, what have you, you've really got to staff the entire area, and you probably need those staff anyway, because just like you were just talking about, if you're going to make any effort to enforce these masks requests, or if you're going to enforce distancing in some capacity, you're going to need plenty of staff there, even though you're not doing a lot of the things. There's no Vol walk, there's no band walk, there's 75% less people in the stadium, but in order to make it safe for those 25,000, you've really got to staff up and pay full time. I mean, Phil Fulmer estimated yesterday that it's a $30 to $40 million loss for the university, even if they can only have 25%. And so you think about what the Titans are facing then as well. Granted, it's a little bit different being a professional franchise. No concessions at all, no fans at all. This is a major economic decision as well. And you guys were talking about it before the break. When you compare these two, let's compare Vols, Titans. So you've got one in Knox County, one here in Davidson County. The positivity rate of the virus is about the same in both areas. And what that means is basically the amount of people that get tested, if it's 100, if it's 10,000, the percentage of people testing positive is pretty close to the same. Usually in Tennessee, that's about 8 to 9%. The difference is Nashville's history with 22,000 cases total, 17,000 more cases than Knoxville is probably the reason why Mayor John Cooper made that decision. Now, there's a lot of people who believe if you're outside, like you all were talking about, the virus has a lot more chances to go somewhere other than to another person and infect them. But the numbers are relatively similar aside from the overall number of cases in Knox County and Davidson County. So it just shows to show you there's a lot of opinions about the variety in opinions about the best way to tackle this fall. And it's going to be really interesting just from a high-level onlookers' perspective of what happens here. Because is Tennessee going to be successful doing 25%? No idea. If they are, then in that case, maybe the Titans look a little bit too cautious, or Mayor John Cooper looks a little bit too cautious. But on the other end of the spectrum, Tennessee doesn't want to get made a fool of. Dondi Plowman, the university chancellor, said yesterday in the press conference, if anybody tells us that we shouldn't be doing this from the SEC's medical task force, then we won't do it. So it is entirely a day-by-day thing right now.
Alex Apple from Fox 17 on the line with us. And, Alex, you mentioned the decision that Mayor Cooper made yesterday, essentially saying no fans at Nissan Stadium through the month of September. Were you surprised that that happened? And how realistic do you think it is that at any point this fall there will be fans in Nissan Stadium for Titans games?
Well, so it's August 19th as we sit here right now, and the first game is roughly a month away in Nissan Stadium. What is going to change in the next month? Because there's a story that I've been working on about the state's approach to the whole coronavirus thing. And at this point, it's not unfair for some people to believe that we're kind of just waiting out the clock, that we're running out the clock until we can get a virus and hoping to keep things sort of status quo, not getting any worse, able to treat everyone that gets ill, and then just hope that the vaccine comes sooner rather than later. So what's going to change that's going to change John Cooper's mind in October? I think the big answer to that would be if he is able to see other places successfully have some fans and not trace any illness back to it. So NASCAR has had several races across the country with fans with a good degree of success so far. One of the things that the University of Tennessee officials that spoke yesterday were talking about was they had 25,000 fans at a Bristol race earlier this year. They are using that as a model for success because there was no illness traced back to the people that attended that race. And so they're looking at that as a model to follow, as a sign of hope that they can make this happen. And I think that the more successful iterations of events like that happen, I think that's the one thing that could change as far as Nashville's landscape and the ability to go to the Titans games. Fortunately, they only play one game in September at home, so it would be the fourth game of the season. That's against the Steelers. Maybe there will be fans then. As far as like what virus data will have changed between now and then, maybe I'm too pessimistic. It's hard to see that it will have changed all that much unless John Cooper is just going to base this off of how successful other places have been.
Now, that's a great point. On either way, you know, what Tennessee looks like, how they do with this, if they play, if they end up going through with this, could probably impact how they feel here. Yeah, and the problem for the Titans there is the Vols don't have a home game until October. So then you wait for the data from that. And now that,
right.
You know, obviously, if you're a Titans fan, you'd love to think that you might be there for that homestand in October. But if that's really what it is, and basically, Alex, I can't see anything else. Like you said, like they couldn't pin down like A plus B leads to C. So it probably has to be something like that, which probably means best case for the Titans is later, right? I mean, realistically, Tennessee's success won't be really known until about the end of October.
Right, and yeah, you know, Nashville has it's really nice and transparent for everyone that lives here. This is like dashboard where they look at all of these metrics and they light them up either green, yellow, or red. Anyone can go look it up. in the transmission rate in Nashville good right now, the 14-day new case trend good right now, public health capacity, testing capacity good. Hospital capacity is in the yellow right now, which means mediocre, as is the positive test rate. You know, that looks a lot better than it looked 3 weeks ago. So maybe there is a chance that, you know, it will continue to get better and Nashville's mask mandate will really make a difference. I would love to see Vanderbilt reach a decision, but I know that they're meeting with Nashville leaders. So a lot of SEC schools are sort of doing what the rest of the SEC is going to do, and that is charting their own course. I don't think Vanderbilt's going to be afforded that same luxury. It would be wild to have in the same city Vanderbilt allowing fans in and the Titans not. Of course, that would be the closest comparison that you could make. You know, if you're John Cooper looking at Vanderbilt did okay, we can allow the Titans fans to be in. I just don't think that – I mean, I can't imagine that Vanderbilt is going to somehow get fans and the Titans are not, with John Cooper presiding over both. But what a disadvantage for Vanderbilt as well. You know, Tennessee's going to get 25%. Texas A&M, where Vanderbilt plays week one, I believe, probably going to get 25%, how things work in Texas. And Vanderbilt's going to have zero. That's also quite an inequity. Now, insert joke about Vandy fans here, but regardless, I think it's going to be very difficult for Vanderbilt to have any fans compared to the rest of the SEC, which seems like it will.
Alex Apple from Fox 17 has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Alex, great stuff as always, my friend, and thanks for joining us, man. We appreciate it.
Take care, gentlemen.
Absolutely. Alex Apple, Fox 17 News. That's interesting stuff. I mean, it is kind of crazy to think about, like, what if Vanderbilt had fans and the Titans didn't?
Yeah, I can't imagine.
I can't imagine that taking place either, but.
Yeah, Candace Lee put out a statement, didn't say one way or the other, but basically, you know, they're going to take all advice and see where they stand. I'd be surprised if it turned out that way. But that's a good point by Alex. If the football happens, if most of the other places are allowing these, you know, these quarter-sized crowds or whatever, and Vanderbilt doesn't have it. I mean, I guess if we're, again, taking this to the football field, an impact on outcomes of games,
yeah.
You know, 0-10 is 0-10.
Right.
You know, still, it's unfair.
When we come back, a whole bunch of craziness happening yesterday in both the Stanley Cup playoffs and the NBA playoffs. We'll dive into that next. This is Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.